I'm like, whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo. Can't believe I finally made it, my Tsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
Yo, minasan, it's Manga Sensei. What's going on? Today we're going to go over a particle that is like wa, but extremely different. And it's good that we start off with this because it's going to help us differentiate and use them from here on out. So ga is our subject marker as opposed to our topic marker. Now, this may seem like I'm splitting hairs here. However, these two particles allow us to make very unique sentences. The subject marker is going to be the thing that we talk about. Ga can be used in a couple of ways, but it works just like any other particle does. That means it goes after the thing that's modifying. So where I said watashi wa, I'm the thing that's verbing, right? Then it's going to, or the thing that works the predicate. Ga is going to be used with something that we're talking about or in a passive non-volitional sentence. What do I mean by non-volitional? The door opens, the flower blooms, or the book fell. In Japanese, there's a very important differentiation between volitional acts and non-volitional acts. In volitional acts, that's something that I have power to do something, where I can't make the flower bloom, the door opened because of the wind, and the book simply fell from the table. None of those things had anything to do with my purpose or choice. And that's where ga comes in. Ga can be used as the subject, the thing that I am talking about, like the shoes are white, the flower is pretty, the chair is tall, or I can even be the subject if I'm not good at Japanese is my sentence. Ga could be the Japanese, or it could be myself, depending on how I want to frame my sentence. The important part about differentiating between wa and ga, because this often gets people confused, is to understand what is interacting with what. Wa interacts with the predicate directly, and ga is used when it's something that I'm talking about, or when it is a non-volitional sentence. So when we use ga, it's going to come after the thing that we're talking about. A good example of this is, I saw my sister go to the store. That's a sentence that uses both. Watashi wa imoto, my little sister, ga, the store, went, I saw. Because again, we're working backwards, and we're working with the predicate being, what did I do? I saw. What did my sister do? She went. So I wa, the saw is my predicate. And so I work in like a little math problem or a sentence. Watashi wa imoto ga stoa ni or supa ni itta to mimashita would be that whole sentence in Japanese. Iku is to itta is to have gone and mita is to have seen. So I saw my little sister go to the store. That uses both wa because I'm the one interacting with the end, right? And ga is something that my sister I saw did. She is the topic of my sentence. I can also use this for things that I like, for example. Hana ga suki. I like flowers. Now, I didn't say I in that sentence. Watashi wa hana ga suki. Suki is to like, and ga is a flower. But because I'm talking about flowers, that's my topic. And I can simply omit or not say wa. Let's summarize this lesson down really fast. Wa and ga are both particles that are using what are seen as the topics of our sentence, the main part of our sentence. However, wa interacts with the predicate. Well, ga, on the other hand, is usually used in a non-volitional sentence, thing that doesn't have my control, or is usually something that we're talking about. We will use this more tomorrow, and I will catch you later. Until then, remember, miya-san, make some mistakes, because that's how you become fluent. And practice this. If you'd like to check it out more, feel free to look at our website at manga-sensei.com for any other example sentences and maybe a little clearer explanations. Until then, Janet. Getting closer, gotta punch in, get to work, sleep in my sand. Chotto matte, couldn't find out, but she's the good to my kid. I love the matcha kawaii. I say facts.